Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have you company this Wednesday afternoon. Well, if you're feeling anything like Irene and myself, you would need to sit back, put your feet up, and pour yourself something. And whether that's a cuppa or whether that's something a little bit stronger, hey, just relax and join us for the next 25 minutes. You're listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Is it that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold? This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bout that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk. Just watch. Don't believe me, 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 just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Stop. Wait a minute.
Fill my cup, put some liquor in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop, skipping.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. I said, Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it. If you freaked and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe it, just watch. Come on. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
hey, that's cheered me up a bit because I'm in a real rant mood. Do you know what? I've been sitting at my blasted computer for the last 2 hours trying, and I know it's a click of a button, but everything I do, every time I do something, then something else happens, and then I can't undo that. This is in this particular survey thing I'm using. And I'm just...
I know. That's computer rage, car rage, computer rage. I have it every day. It never goes away with me. And then I start laughing at myself and I go, come on, it's only a object. But I'm swearing and yelling and carrying on. And I tell you, the Martians, if they were standing outside my door, they'd be wondering who I was talking to.
I know. And wouldn't it be funny if someone was just like watching you thinking... I know, but isn't it interesting how they just can get you so, so... I'm going to use the word angry, actually.
Yeah, it does. It's rage. It's not anger, it's rage. I mean, I come close to wanting to throw it through the window sometimes.
I know. And then you think, oh, God, I can't do that because it'll cost me a whole lot of money. And you know that somewhere it's just a click of a button.
Yeah.
Or something's corrupted it and you don't know how to get rid of that.
Well, nine times out of ten, it's some glitch that's come up that you've done nothing different. It's just a glitch that's come up and you're supposed to know how to fix it. And that's the part that annoys me. I can't get hold of my computer genius, who is wonderful, by the way. And every time he does fix it, whenever I give him a call, but and it's usually he just says, okay, because, you know, I get him straight into my computer remotely and he just, in 30 seconds, not even that, flips through and fixes whatever's wrong and then says, well, while I'm here, I might as well do this and do that. He goes through the whole computer.
Oh, bless,
if he ever needs a name of a really, really good computer genius.
Hey, let's give him a plug. I'm presuming, now listen, that wasn't that a big assumption of me. I said, let's give him a plug.
Yes, well, it is a him. It is a him. His name is Sergei Radikin. He's a Russian. Do not hold that against some Kiwis who all have these things. He's actually an incredibly nice young man. And he's called computer... Goodness me, I don't even know what he's called. And he's very good. He works remotely. Like, you let him into your computer remotely and he will run through. He's predominantly working with businesses, obviously. Not with tiny little people like me, but he's such a lovely young man that when he first started his business, I started with him, and he speaks in a language that we non-computer geeks can understand. And
wow, isn't it so important to have someone like that?
I know, and if I don't understand him, he just says, okay, hold on, and he just goes into my computer and does it and says, there, you don't need to understand it, it's done, because it's not going to happen again. I'll explain, you know, what you need to know, but otherwise no. And I go, perfect. Yes.
I know, because it's like, you know that thingy that does that thingy over there by that thingy? And they're like, kind of. I said, well, that's the thingy that needs fixed. That's about my knowledge of techno-speak.
Well, that's me too, because if they come back and they say to you, well, the ramapapa at the ding-a-dong-a-doo is what's your problem, and so you know you need to go into that, and I go, okay, so where do I find that? Well, you go into the Google-duke and it just goes. Sergei just says, forget it, Irene, I'll do it.
Yeah, isn't that great? And it's lovely to have someone that you can trust that you can just ring up and they're there at the end. And provide a great service for you.
Totally.
I mean, good old Sergei.
He's just brilliant. So any of you, if you want to have a good computer guy, just get hold of me. I'll put a plug for him on Facebook for you.
Yeah, awesome. Why not, eh? It's always, I think, nice to help somebody out as well doing business. Yeah.
So I've been totally enjoying your chicken eggs. I know you don't like eat eggs, but I cannot get over how absolutely thick in custody the yolks of them are compared to the ones you buy at the supermarkets. I mean, you're just going, oh, God, Irene, that sounds disgusting. But people who love eggs.
But you know, if I don't eat eggs, I've got to get eggs into me somehow. So, you know, that's why I eat pavlova.
Yeah, right. honestly believe that, do you?
And to go with the pavlova, there is this awesome passion fruit custardy cream thing. So it's made out of cream and the egg yolks. and then with passion fruit pulp, you know, and you mix it all up. So there we go. There's my whites and my yolk and there's eggs for me.
Okay.
And that's why I am the size I am.
And alcohol's incredibly good for you as well. Yeah, we all believe that.
Actually, just going back to those eggs too, thinking that we have heritage chooks. So a lot of the chooks or hens or whatever you want to call them today have been bred to lay. You know, like anything, we want things to produce, so we breed them in a particular way. But we've actually decided to go back for, you know, to the old girls, so they don't lay us half as much. They lay when they want to, and they're happier way. So
their DNA hasn't been modified.
Yeah.
You know, their genetical structure is exactly the same, and it's a good old, solid DNA that, you know, nobody's messed around with. Yeah. Totally agree with it. So it's got to be good for you.
Absolutely, yeah.
I have the most funny thing going on at the moment with one of my ladies. Her cat's died.
Oh.
Yes.
Now, I'm not a cat person, but I know what cat people are like when their cat dies.
Any animal, when it's been with you for a long time, it's a heart-wrenching thing. And she's so funny, and she just keeps saying to me, stop being nice to me. You have to be nasty to me and don't even talk about it or you'll start me off crying again. I'm just sitting there thinking, you know, laughing about it. I texted her this morning and said, how are you feeling this morning? And she said, you just started me off again.
I know, it is sad though, because they do become part of your family. I could imagine if one of my little mini ponies, oh my God, no, I don't even want to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, what do you do? You know, what do we do? Because I remember there was something in there. I don't know. It was,
what do you mean, what do we do? What do we do about what?
Well, there was a thing a while ago about when someone's pet dies and they're so upset, could they use their leave at work to take some time off?
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, they have leave for all sorts of things, so I'm quite sure they probably have leave for that as well now. Mm. So I'm sure they do. I remember when my cat was, 17 years old, maybe older, and I had already run away to sea, and my daughter was had inherited her, and her name was Marcus, and she'd been run over by a truck. She'd had thousands of dollars spent on her to fix her up here, there and everywhere, because there was no way she was ever allowed to be mistreated or die or whatever. And when I first left her, a friend of mine took her, and she just didn't like him at all, and so she was really naughty. Even though she was a very domesticated cat, she would just peed and shat everywhere all through his place forever.
Oops.
After a year, he gave up and said, she's never going to settle with me. So that's when my daughter ended up by saying, well, I'll take her. But then my daughter wanted to go over to Australia. She was 23, 24, I think, by then.
And you're not going to take the cat, not through
quarantine.
There
is no way the cat could have done it. She was so old by then. She was blind. She was half deaf. And she couldn't jump up on things anymore with all the operations she'd had on her back legs when she got run over. And there was no way. And the vet said, look, the kindest thing is to put her down because she's already in a lot of pain. And, So my daughter had to put her down, and I was overseas at the time, and my daughter was just so distraught. She was just really, really distraught. She said, you made me kill my cat.
Well, actually, do you know, interestingly enough, did she have to take her to the vet?
Yes.
Yeah. So I know that, and this is my hairdresser actually, she had one of those wee challenges as well with their dog, and he was in so much pain now and very, very old as well. But there's a mobile vet, I think it was the mobile vet. He actually came out to their home and did it.
That would be nice.
Yeah, because he said that was so much nicer. They're in their own environment. Because, you know, when you take them to the vet, they know they're going to the vet, you know?
Yeah.
And so she said that was the nicest thing they think they could have done is, you know, and they were all there. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I think that would be lovely. And when you know that it's going to happen, you can have the whole funeral already organised, you know,
yeah.
So that the vet sort of does it and it goes in the box and goes in the hole and goes under the tree in the back garden or whatever. And it's all organised.
Or you can take to a pet cemetery. There's pet cemeteries now.
I know. But I believe the cat would love to be where she, you know, was familiar with. I mean, she knows that tree in the back garden really well.
Well, actually, on our property, we have, and we're presuming it's a cat, and so there's a little wooden gravestone with Tasha written on it.
Oh, lovely.
And there was a little stone cat beside it, and a few stones that sat on, and we kind of, we found it when we were cleaning out one of the paths through the trees at the bottom of the garden, and so anyway, we've left it there. And
oh, how sweet! That'll be some little girl who's now a grown adult. That would have been her pet, and her parents would have done that years ago.
Yeah.
And oh, that's so lovely.
Yeah,
I bet she would love to know that Tasha's resting place is still in one piece.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's interesting. We just kind of thought, well, it's somebody there, and well, I hope it's a cat.
Doesn't that add excitement to your lovely little country walk?
Yeah, is it really a cat, or are they just having us on? Yeah. Hey, let's take a break for a moment. We'll throw on some music, and we'll be back with you shortly. Makes me feel a little bit better. I do like that song. If you've just joined us, you're with Mariska and Irene, and we're just, I don't know, we're just going off everywhere today, aren't we? Seems to be one of those days.
We are. I still think about our boys in black.
Oh, shut up. Let's move on.
I just feel so bad for them. I really do.
Hey, that's the game, though, isn't it? You know, sometimes with anything, we have high expectations. It was a shame, though, because one of our skiers, young girls came first, didn't get a look in.
She did. I've been watching her all the time. She's
did.
On the news and all over. She's
but
fantastic.
Very, very right down the bottom of the page. And I just thought, well, she should have been front news. And I get quite grumpy with that. And Jeff and I have a bit of banter, and we're thinking, where's the woman's sport? They've won. We don't even know about it, you know, or it's the last story on the news, on the sports news. It's really interesting when you become aware of it to watch actually where it actually happens. And you just, it is really interesting. Still a very man's world, that sports, the way that it's televised, I think.
Probably. Although I do notice that cricket and golf, two sports that I find is like watching grass grow, they, if there's something interesting about them, they always come before the ABs or anybody else. And it's like, oh, I have to sit through all this until until they get to the end of it. So I think it depends on the sports writer, presenter,
yeah,
what sport he's interested in more than anything.
Maybe so, and probably even what channel that you're watching as well would be quite interesting as well. But when you look at it in the Herald as well, it's often down, you know, you've got to dig down deep before you get to that. And I just, anyway. See, I'm grumbling again.
I know. And I was just going to say, if you want to pay the money and get onto Sky Sport, you will see the sport. I mean, there's so many sports that we don't even know about. Even the darts, if you want to.
Actually, I enjoy the darts.
I enjoy watching them in a pub.
180! Oh, I think, actually, I do like the darts. I think they're fun. Look, to me, you could be paying everybody. You'd be paying for this, you'd be paying for this stream, stream and everything else, and I think, nah, sod you all. I've got better things to do with my life. It's starting to get actually really expensive, isn't it?
Yes,
and
it is.
Yes, it is. And my pockets are not that deep, I'm afraid. Well, no, I just think I've got other priorities. But I do see people getting caught up in it. You know, I've got to have this and I've got to have that, and oh my gosh, I'm missing out on this. So, yeah, interesting kind of media space we're in at the moment, to where you get your films or your programs from.
The whole digital thing is causing so many problems in the world today, isn't it? I mean, it was a fantastic thing to start off, but it's just taking so many avenues and places now that it's just becoming unreal.
And I've just actually recently started to see ads on telly in regarding the time children spend on their devices.
Mm.
So it's interesting that they're coming up now to just make sure that your child isn't sitting there all day on their device as well. Mm. Well, it's all got their place, hasn't it? Well, do you know, that's it. No more.
Oh, really?
Oh, look at that. Irene's
eyes. I've got a smile on my face. I always get a smile on at the end of the radio.
She always does. And maybe we'll catch that smile one day and we'll throw it up on the Facebook page. Hey, but if you have anything to share with us, do reach out on Facebook and we'll see you next week.
Cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
listening to Two Sugars, brought to you by Delacroix Communication, delacroix.co.nz.